Everyone, welcome to the Withering Effect, episode 148. Today's date is June 20th, 2022, and I am Duds, or Duds Versus, known to the rest of the interwebs.
And I'm Jimbo. You may know me as Jimbo Slice 23. So what have you been up to this week, Duds?
Oh, you know, that secret project that I was mentioning before. Channel 64 Season 2.
Yes, sir. It's happening.
Yep, new season started. We started Sunday night. So, still the beginnings.
Once the update dropped, kind of, you know, give it a little bit of time.
Mm-hmm.
And now the server restarted. And my secret is I joined too.
Everyone thought Jimbo didn't have a secret. He did have a secret.
Mm-hmm. I had a secret. Secret's out. But yeah, we started on the Channel 64 server and got to play in the new 1.19, which is a lot of fun. Been a lot of fun.
I definitely rage quit night one.
Yeah, you're telling me about that. That's not fun.
Day one and two on a new world are my least favorite times. Like, I'm ready for the end game already.
Yeah, I was too, apparently. I always enjoyed the first couple days.
Oh, I hate it.
On the server, just getting geared up. Getting geared up can be, I don't know, time-consuming, but yeah, I enjoy it.
There's like all the things you want to do that you can't do.
Yep, that's true. You gotta be super careful about everything, because your player's so fragile.
Yeah, I know, it took 2 trident shots to kill me.
Mm.
Yes, I died third round. I made it, like, so far in Ripple Effect Season 4, with just 3 deaths, one of them coming from Jimbo.
You're welcome.
And the other, like a random glitched dog, killed me early game. So to die so quickly this season, it's just like, eh, well, now that's out the window. I don't care about dying anymore.
I died, I want to say, 5 times already?
Nice.
Yeah, I'll explain later in the show why, but yeah, we're going to talk about, you know, our experience at 119, but on the server that we started playing on Channel 64, we've been up to a lot of stuff. So that's why. Yeah, wait till I tell you how I've died.
Yeah, for me it was just a drowned. I was going looking for a mining spot,
mm-hmm.
and for some reason I decided to do it close to where my season base is going to be. Why? I don't know. I just thought, it's out of the way, that'll be fine, whatever. On the way, I'm finding sunken ships and stuff, so I'm jumping down, diving, getting the loot from them, but I'm always careful, watching for drowned and stuff, because I don't have any armor at this point, so I know I'm vulnerable. So I look down, no drown, jump in the water, no drown, get close to the ship, and then, boom, trident. So I'm like, holy crap. So I swim back up to the top, get in my chest boat, because that's a 119 thing, and that is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Start to boat away to just get, boop, there goes my boat. So now all my items are scattered all over the ocean.
Ugh.
And then, dink, I get hit for the second time and die.
Kill shot. Got you with the kill shot.
I was like, that is a sniper of a drowned.
They're accurate.
They are.
It's crazy. And they're strong. It doesn't do that kind of damage when we throw those things.
No crap.
Nuts.
Yeah. It was pretty nuts. But that caused me to rage quit because of the coal I had with me. I had almost 2 stacks of coal. It was like a stack 52. And coal has been so hard to find.
I don't pass it up anymore.
No.
I always mine it.
Like, the good Y level to mine, it's Y90. So basically, you need to be on a big hill or a mountain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sometimes off the shores, you can see a bunch of exposed stony beaches, I think it is.
You can find it lower, but the optimum Y level to find it is at 90.
Mm-hmm.
So when I see it Y level 54... you best bet I'm grabbing it.
Yep. I could be going for diamonds and I'll probably get just as excited for a vein of coal. Heading down there.
Oh, and that, man, So Redstone was such a hard find in Ripple Season 4 for me.
Mm-hmm.
I have more Redstone in the first 2 days of Channel 64 than I did the entire length of Ripple Season 4.
Wow.
I'm loaded on Redstone.
I got a good bit, but I didn't do, take too much time mining.
I think I have 3 stacks of blocks.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a lot.
I got a decent amount of diamonds. I'm close to a stack of diamonds.
Oh.
And I did take six. I took 6 diamonds and made 2 picks. So I combined them. So I have Fortune 3, Efficiency 5. I think I'm breaking on there. I can't remember if it's 2 or 3.
Jeez.
So I've got a really good diamond pick. But it took 2 picks to make. I didn't get lucky enchanting.
Yeah, I wasn't able to enchant anything yet, but I haven't been on long. I was on long the first day, but...
Yeah, and then late last night, I was complaining about food, because that's kind of my next thing I was having trouble with.
Mm-hmm.
And it all has to do with where our spawn town is this season. Not gonna say anymore, but food is kind of a rarity.
Mm-hmm.
And Tarek, Jess, and me ended up getting together and doing a hoglin farm on the roof of the Nether. And it took 5 minutes, done. And as soon as we finished, I had to go to sleep. So I'm hoping it worked. And we have a ton of food. From the Discord notifications this morning, it does look like it worked. And we got some good raids.
Nice. I took a lot of time out to try to find food and bring it back, or mobs, I should say. Bring them back to the village that were basing it.
Yeah, I've been shearing your sheep.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Well, they're not my sheep. You know, anyone could take a sheep or two, you know, breed them, take 2 sheep if you want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't mind. I brought in sheep and I brought in chickens. I guess there's a thing about chickens last season. Like, zombies picked up a bunch of the eggs and there was roaming zombies with eggs last season. We weren't a part of that, so I didn't know the inside joke.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, oh no, it starts again because I brought all these chickens in. I didn't know what they were talking about. Then they explained it. I was like, well, let's try not to get them loose, I guess.
I did think about trying to make one of those generic chicken cooker farms
mm-hmm.
out of your chickens. Just so, because everyone's in Spawn Town. So it would constantly run and give us food. But once we got the Hoglin farm built, it's like, don't need that no more.
Yeah, they're kind of just there now. I mean, if you need chickens to make an egg farm or whatever.
Yeah, mainly for the eggs.
Yeah, you can go ahead and grab a couple chickens, just a couple mobs that brought in to make food or, you know, get other resources.
Yeah, my food was bread. Me and Jess did a lot of exploring the first, hour or so.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime I found hay bales at a village, I took them.
Yep, that's a good way to get food right there.
Mm-hmm. I think I have, 20 pieces of bread left, though. So I was getting low. What else? I forget, you basically didn't get to get on all day yesterday.
No, I wasn't able to. The first day when we did it, I was on very long. I had to work the next day, and I was on here till 11, I think it was. And that's not like me. You know, I've been going to bed 9:30 at the latest, but I was having so much fun. They wanted to go do something that you wouldn't normally do on day one that I wanted to be a part of.
Mm-hmm.
So while doing that, you know, I kind of got the hype up and I was just awake playing, just having a good time. But yeah, yesterday I had to work, and then right after work, I had to rush over to my good friend's wedding. He was getting married, so wasn't able to get on yesterday. And in fact, we are recording on a Monday because all that happened on Sunday. And we didn't have time to record.
Yep.
Still able to record today. Hope we can get this episode out to you pretty quick.
Yeah, so if this one's a little later, definitely not Carl's fault. Definitely our fault.
Definitely Jimbo's fault. But it'll happen.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen too often.
Let's see.
But it's nice. It's nice to start recording again.
Mm-hmm.
We do have replay mod available for the new update. We got a bunch of stuff available. I want to start doing my videos with shaders, so I have all that. Looks great, the shaders we're using. It's a complimentary Imagine for 119, and it looks great, so I'm excited to put some clips together and get the ball rolling again.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to do a bit of shader work. I haven't this first episode. This first episode's a mess. So many things were recorded that didn't need to be recorded. So many things weren't recorded that should have been recorded. So for the most part, I'm starting from scratch again.
Yeah.
Just like day one. Oh, I died. Start from scratch. And that wasn't on camera, so.
Yeah, my idea was, you know, we did a skit from Ripple Effect to Channel 64.
Mm-hmm.
But we do want to work with, you know, a story, you know, involved of how in the world we got to where we're at. So we did do a skit, and I have a couple more things I want to record before getting into the narration of day one. I kind of want to narrate what happened on day one and then get into my regular recording. But I do want to do a lot of story replay mod looking cinematic looking videos this season. They got to be a lot of fun. It might take more work, but should look a lot better.
Yeah, I think me and Casey have our teasers out. That was the one good thing about rage quitting on Saturday is that when I rage quit, I just can't quit and go do nothing. I have to be productive. So I knocked out the teaser. I already had half of it done, so getting the second half, really the first half, was pretty easy.
Yeah, me watching both your teasers, you guys did really well on them. So I plan on doing something similar to that. I never thought I'd make a teaser, though. It's like, I'm going to put this at the beginning of my episode and then roll from there. But yeah, teaser's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to put that at the end of a Ripple Effect episode.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, I've been so ready for Channel 64 that I couldn't bring myself to do any more Ripple Effect. I just didn't have the creativity for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely think it showed in like my last two episodes. They were not very good episodes.
You weren't too happy with them?
I was not happy with them. I was happy with the builds.
Mm-hmm.
The builds felt good, but the episodes didn't feel like I was excited about them.
Yeah, really, I did a lot on my last Ripple Effect episode to where I knew what I have to do. Like, there's builds in mind, there's stuff I still want to do that I'm going to do. But I don't know how much footage I'm going to get out of these. But, you know, I still have the world with Steve.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Steve's in my Ripple Effect episode. And I do kind of, I would like to get a storyline to where I can jump from world to world. You know, I'm still thinking about that. Because as of right now, with the teaser, we ended up in Channel 64, you know, teleporting after eating this cake. So I have to think of a way to try to teleport back. You know, I just don't end up back in Ripple Effect. Doesn't make sense. I mean, I could, you know, technically, but to keep the story alive, I think it'd be a lot better if I have some kind of reason for me to go back and forth.
Yeah.
Because there's still unfinished business there. I'm still going to record there.
Should we go ahead and hop into the news?
Yeah, we might. We got a lot to cover.
The news is there was a snapshot release that looks almost identical to the beta.
Mm-hmm.
At least in features and such, duplicating the LA, the guidance and chat.
Should we move to listener comments?
There is one bug fix that I'm putting out here.
No, I'm just kidding.
Just for Jess and Tarek, because they were talking about this while we were in group chat last night. The armoring up of creatures when they spawn, that sound is a bug, and it is going to be fixed in the next update.
Armoring up of creatures.
So, if a mob spawns with armor, they play the sound as if they're putting the armor on.
Hmm.
They're not supposed to.
Didn't know that.
No, you go to one of the grinders, you'll hear it.
Ah. Yeah, be where you hear it.
It'll get annoying.
I'm going to say, how'd you notice?
Listener comments?
Yep, listener comments.
This is from SLS via our email. They ask, hey, Dozen Jibbo, love your podcast, so I'll ask a question. What if Minecraft 120 was a structure update and it would have a apiary for bees, a new village structure, or new village structures, including a house kind of like a butcher's house, except the butcher wouldn't be the villager there. It would be a stables man, and he would use the loom.
Not sure if I'm picking up what he's putting down or what they're putting down.
I don't see villagers getting touched anytime soon.
Same.
Which is disappointing because we're still waiting on the Fletcher table functionality that was promised, what, 115?
I think so.
When was villagers updated? It was 114 villagers updated, right?
Yeah, 114 when the pillagers came in.
And it was the next update that we were going to get the Fletcher table functionality.
We actually got bees at that time, too.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully they never touch the bees again. I mean, unless they're getting eaten by the frogs.
I like the idea of the apiary. If there was going to be a villager that's kind of a stable guy, I would just make a stable. But again, I don't see Mojang touching villages.
Yeah, same here. It's always nice to have new villagers. I'm on the train now to where I think they're OP, but you know, they're very useful to have. But that's why I feel like they're OP. But you can get so much stuff off of them, even trading. The only thing is, you know, now they can up the trades or the cost of a trade, but then you can lower it. So yeah, there's ways around all that. But yeah, villager housing, villagers in general, it's probably going to be a while. If anything, I could possibly see different kind of villagers in other dimensions. You know, I am on the big new portal, new dimension thing, so possibly getting villagers in another dimension would be cool. Different type of villagers, different type of looking characters.
Yeah, I don't see villagers, period, being touched anymore, unless it's to DOP them.
Hmm.
And Mojang's made a thing about not taking things away, so I don't see that happening.
Except for fireflies.
Except for fireflies. Next question's from Soulfire. They say, questions for Dan Jimbo. What is your opinion on farm animals such as pigs, sheep, cows, etc. roaming around in the wild? Do you think there should be more non-farm animal passive mobs such as deer or moose? This has not already been asked, don't worry. And I would love to have deer and moose in the game.
Oh, yeah. The more mobs roaming the earth, the more lively it seems. You know, any type of mobs. Like, I know I talk bad on the bees, but it does give it more life to the world. You know, just any mob in general. I really want to see birds. You know, I'd like to see the sky have more mobs involved.
Yeah, I want owls.
Owls, yeah. Owls would be cool.
Let's take phantoms, get rid of them, and then the night flap flap would be an owl.
They'll have glowing eyes. That would be cool.
Yes.
Maybe it's like an Enderman if you look at them.
Yes.
They'll get upset.
You can look at them during the day, but at night, if you look at them, they attack.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, passive mobs, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, pigs, sheep, and cows, they roam free in the wild now, so I don't have a problem with that. And by now, I mean in the real world. They roam free.
Yeah, yeah. Cows, you know, pretty rare.
Yeah.
But you know, there are, well, even chickens. Yeah, they do have a point with, you know, they are pretty much farm animals. Pigs, mm-hmm. There are wild pigs.
Yep.
I think they're more called boars instead of pigs. It does look like a farm animal pig.
Yeah, they're not your typical pig.
Right. Yeah, I would like to see more wild creatures in the wild. The only thing is, like, you know, chicken, cows, pigs, like, these are big food sources,
mm-hmm.
you know, that we have. So I think that's why those are the main three. They do mention sheep here. Yes, sheep also.
Big one.
You need wool, though.
Yeah.
I think it just brought, you know.
I think the way it's being done is fine.
Yeah.
Any more would overcomplicate a system that doesn't need fixing. But adding passive creatures, 100%. More passive creatures, the better.
Yeah, the only thing I could see the issue is, you know, that each thing that they bring to the game, each mob has to have some kind of drop, usually, or some kind of functionality. So,
well,
you and any mob you'd bring in, you'd have to make it special.
But deer and moose, I don't know about moose, but like deer, you could get antlers.
Mm-hmm.
Or antler, hide, felt.
Yeah. A lot of people eat deer where I'm from.
Same here.
Hunt and eat deer.
Yeah. I know around here, like, a lot of the hunters take deer season seriously because it can get overcrowded with deer.
It does, yeah.
Like, hunting the deer is not just for sport or for food, stuff like that. It's, like, It's a necessity.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my backyard actually goes up to, like, a deer haven. So, like, that's an off-limits hunting area. So if the deer can make it there, they're safe, which is cool.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, they'll tear some stuff up if you're not careful.
That's the thing. I like to shoot a bow, and a lot of people that go to the bow shoots like to hunt.
Mm-hmm.
I've never hunted before.
Yeah.
I don't plan on hunting, unless it's like a life or death situation, I guess, if I need to survive in the wild, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's not like deer are running around with guns, too. You know, they're they're harmless. They're kind of, I don't know, they're unarmed. You know, they can't shoot back. I'm shooting at a, you know, an unarmed animal. I don't know. I just don't feel right about it.
Yeah.
They're just walking around doing whatever. And, you know, to get shot at just, I don't know, just doesn't seem right to me. For sport, I guess.
That's exactly the way I feel. But then you have to bring in the separation of real life in the video game. And you can bet if there were deer in the video game, I'd find some way to farm them.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's Minecraft. That's what you do. I know Mojang kind of uses it as a teaching tool. But if people are making farms in Minecraft, do not get mad at them.
Yeah.
I feel like I need to say that. Just a video game. These people aren't rounding up deer, putting them in a one-by-one hole in their backyard.
Right.
Throwing grass at them to feed them.
Yeah, I would never run at a cow and start hitting it with an axe in real life. You know, this is a game.
Yeah. Jump up in the air. That makes the hit harder.
Yeah. Jump up in the air and full swing.
Yeah, no. If I saw someone running at a cow, I think I would maybe run at them.
Yeah.
That's just stupid.
Or run away because they're crazy.
That.
There's something wrong with that person. But yeah, more mobs, please.
Yeah.
Passive or hostile, either way.
Mm-hmm.
I like more mobs.
And I will let you read the last one.
Our last question is from Jesse W. They say, hey, just joined and I have a question. Do you think it's possible for the ancient cities will later become involved with the archaeology update? Later edit. Like, will you be able to find artifacts if you brush against certain skulk blocks and such? I think we talked about, at least played with the idea, entertained the idea that archaeology could lead you to the ancient cities. Because as of right now,
yeah,
we don't have any way of knowing where these ancient cities are. They're apparently pretty rare, like, what is it, stronghold? Rare, you know, that's how hard they are to find. And you have a way to find your way to the stronghold. But as of right now, there's no way of knowing where these ancient cities are unless you either look it up or just stumble across it, which could take some time. So, yeah, I don't know what it's going to be, but the archaeology update, because it was going to come out the same time, had me thinking that that could be a way to do that.
And it made sense.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't think we're getting the archaeology update.
No, like later, possibly.
25% chance.
Mm.
I'll give it a healthy chance, but anytime we've not gotten something in an update, very rarely have I seen it make a comeback into a later update.
Yeah.
Of course, it used to be really rare that Mojang wouldn't put everything in the update.
Yeah.
It's just recently that they're really starting to be active in doing, and this is what I think got under a lot of people's skin. It wasn't the update itself. It was the third time in a row we're not giving you everything we promised. And I do sincerely take Minecon as at least a faithful promise. Things happen, but three times in a row, that's rough.
Yeah, originally with the caves and cliffs, we had what was it, the Warden, the Deep Dark. They didn't mention ancient cities at the time, but they did have a little room that kind of entertained the idea of an ancient city.
Yeah, taking the Warden and the Deep Dark out of that update specifically to create the ancient cities, understandable. Ancient cities are 10 times better than what we got in that first preview.
Yeah.
But in that first thing, we didn't get mountains, we didn't get cliffs, all we got were blocks.
Terrain generation, new Y levels. Which I thought right there, the Y levels.
We didn't get that in the first one.
No, you're right. We got moss, I think it was.
We got moss. We got
dripstone.
Deep slate.
Deep slate, yeah. But yeah, the next update, we had the Y level.
We got the new Y levels and stuff.
Mm.
But we didn't get bundles or archaeology.
Got new cave generations with the lush caves and the...
Terrain was such a good thing, too.
Mm-hmm.
So well done.
Yeah, that's what I thought would have held everything back. You know, everything from... Because we were supposed to get, you know, deep, dark, warden, archaeology, and the Y levels right at the beginning of Caves and Cliffs. I was like, man, that's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is a good bit. How are these Y levels going to affect the game? That was my first worry when they gave us all this information. And they actually held that back. And we got very little from the first Caves and Cliffs. But eventually, you know, we kind of got all of this, except for the archaeology from the original Caves and Cliffs.
Mm.
But yeah, I wouldn't mind getting archaeology back. It's a fun concept.
Yes.
But it's kind of one of those things where, you know, you kind of run into and you want to explore the archaeology area. But I think it was more of like a trophy type of thing. You know what I mean? You get your pot and you get to decorate your pot.
Exactly. This is not a main focus of an update.
Mm-hmm.
Or a selling point of an update. It would be the equivalent of finding a jungle temple.
Yeah, it does involve a little bit of lore too.
Yeah. Fun for a little bit, and then by the time 2 years have passed, you're not even looking at those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, to this day, we still don't know what you can dig out from an archaeology site.
Right.
You know, maybe there is good stuff. Like they said, maybe you can get skulk blocks, you know, when brushing these artifacts.
No, they're saying we would brush skulk blocks to show hidden things.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't see that being a thing, but...
No, especially considering skulk blocks hide or hold XP.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I could see possibly, you know, leading you to ancient cities from brushing these blocks, you know, and then maybe a map appears underneath, or maybe a tablet, a stone tablet or something. To where you can find your way to the ancient cities. That'd be pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Think that's it for listener comments?
Yeah, that's all I got.
All right. Thank you guys for those questions. Most of those comments came from our Discord, and that is the only place where you can talk to everyone who works on the show easily. Just take Rebel JC's word for it.
What's going on, everybody? I'm Rebel JC, and I'd love for you to join our Discord community. Whether it's taking part in our Mending Minecraft vote, sharing your thoughts and opinions on Minecraft, or just chatting with like-minded listeners, the Withering Effect Discord has something for everyone. Join today by following the link in the show notes.
Thank you for the Discord ad, Rebel JC. And speaking of the Discord, it's the only place you can get involved in our Mending Minecraft vote. This week, we asked you to choose between one of three structures for us to discuss and improve. Your choices were Forest Rock, Ruined Portal, Amethyst Geode.
And the winner of Mending Minecraft this week is... Forest Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Because why wouldn't it?
Before you say anything, everyone immediately said, well, we need to vote Forest Rock because Duds won't have anything for it. That's the one I wanted to win. I gotcha.
You wanted that to win?
I wanted that one to win. I was holding quiet.
See, I was confused on that even being a structure.
Yeah, I know.
At first, I was thinking, this is terrain generation, not a structure. But it's, I mean, it is a structure within the generation. But still,
yep.
I mean, even the notes I'm about to give says it's a structure. So first, I have here 39 votes for the Forest Rock, which is a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Rarely do they hit the upper 30s. Ruined Portal got 6 votes and 2 for Amethyst Geode. And those other two, Ruined Portal, Amethyst Geode, are relatively new. So I'm sure that's why. And to mess with Duds. But a few things here on the Forest Rock. Forest Rock is a small structure found throughout old growth taiga biomes that represents a boulder made entirely of mossy cobblestone. Forest rocks vary in sizes and shape and are usually half buried in the ground. Each face of the structure tends to have a cross shape or a square shape, possibly missing a corner or two. And that's it. That's all there is on the forest rock.
Not much there. Forest rock is one of my favorite structures in the game.
Mm.
If you watch Ripple Season 4, you would have kind of figured that out Whenever I ran across a forest rock in the ground, I left it. I purposely built it into whatever I was working on. I had a nether wart farm, kind of a crop field, that had a forest rock in there, and I left the forest rock there. If a forest rock ended up in a path, I left it there. There's several forest rocks underneath my house. I actually really like this thing. It's one of the few things that I think bring a lot of life to Minecraft while being very stationary.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly because these old taiga biomes really remind me of North Carolina, where I'm from. Like, that's what the woods look like in North Carolina.
Okay.
That's really cool. So I based my fixes on this, and I am going to bend and maybe break a little bit of my rules about adding new things, because a lot of people are correct. You really can't physically mend the structure to be any better without adding things.
And it's a rock.
It's a rock. I will admit a little bit of defeat in the fact that I'm adding a couple of new things, but except for one. One thing is entirely new to the game, and I'm just kind of putting it in there for vengeance, but everything else is already in the game, so it would just be recoding stuff. First thing is mushrooms. Mushrooms should grow on these rocks every once in a while. Not all the time.
I could see like a side mushroom.
Yep.
Off to the side of it, you know, maybe half a mushroom.
Just like we got in the birch forest concept art, that would be perfect.
Yep.
Maybe a mossy mushroom, so we could get a new mushroom.
Yeah.
Like I said, adding a little bit of new stuff, but really you could just get away with any mushroom. That'd be fun.
Right.
My next thing, which I'm actually, this is my vengeful thing. You see a rock laying in the ground. You kick it to turn it over. What do you generally find under the rock, Jimbo?
Dirt.
More lively.
No, insects.
Yeah, there you go. Insects. So this is Revenge of the Fireflies. We're not getting fireflies. We should get little animations of insects scurrying into the ground like we would in real life when you turn a rock over that's been there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be very cool. Not physically new things, just a new animation.
Maybe it's like every so many boulders or rocks, you know, that you mine out.
Yeah, you have a 0.1% chance of getting the same animation.
Yeah, or maybe they're just there. You know, they're just below it. Maybe they have some kind of functionality, but that's not for mining Minecraft. I understand that, but
yeah,
that's where you would find them. Because normally, I mean, before moss came to the game, well, vines, I guess, too, but mossy cobblestone, that's where you got it, you know, either from a dungeon or these forest rock structures.
Jungle temple.
Jungle temples.
Yeah, I remember when you couldn't combine vine and cobble.
Mm-hmm. Even with vine and cobble, you know, it's still...
It was rough.
A little bit to get the mossy cobblestone.
Mm-hmm.
But now with the moss is pretty abundant.
Yeah.
And so is cobblestone. So yeah, the forest rock, you don't have to mine it anymore. You know, you can kind of let it sit there. But that would give you a reason to mine it if there's something underneath.
Yeah. Do you remember those old vine farms where, like, you sat in a minecart with shears pointed at a wall?
Yes.
And you just went back and forth as you combed vines.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, vine farms can be rough.
Mm-hmm. The final thing is based off the igloo. So the igloo has the secret dungeon down below where you can transform a villager. I really like that, and I think it would be cool, say, you're digging out one of these forest rocks, and you find a ladder that goes down into, like, a bunker, kind of like how you have those doomsday preppers nowadays that are constantly making bunkers out in the middle of nowhere, and just there's a rock that hides the doorway. I think that'd be cool, and considering this is already a structure, and that igloo structure is already based in the game,
yeah,
you could kind of do the same thing.
Yeah, make them just as rare.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, maybe make the bunker a little bit different than the villager type. Use it to teach more about Minecraft again. I really don't like the redstone tutorials in the ancient city. I feel like if you've gotten to an ancient city, you kind of know a little bit about the redstone.
Be nice if there's like a trap door to where you'd have to go into swim mode, you know, when you're under the trap door.
Mm-hmm.
You're in the crawling mode, and you can get under there that way.
Maybe.
Like it's a tight spot, but there's stuff under there. I'm thinking, like, when you say that, like, from SpongeBob, Patrick Starr, how he lives under a boulder, that type of look.
I got what you're saying now.
You got a little chair and a TV.
Yeah. That could work.
That'd be funny. like the only TV in Minecraft and it's under this rock.
Yeah, that could be pretty funny. But that's it. That's all I had for Forest Rock. I saw that on Carl's list and I've been thinking about that one for a while. I think those are fun mins that could be done in the game without being too much.
Yeah, like I said, this structure is, there's a lot of them
mm-hmm.
to be considered a structure. So you kind of got to, you know, take it easy when mending this type of structure. You know, you don't want to give it too much because there's hundreds of these things in each biome. So yeah, I think those are good fixes.
But moving on to our main topic, more 119 talk, because we finally have experienced 119 in the flesh,
mm-hmm.
kind of digital flesh. Is that the right way of saying it?
In the skin.
In the skin?
In the Minecraft skin.
Quite literally for me, as I'm in my skivvies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a new look.
Well, it's an old look. I brought back the whole idea of me not introducing my new skin, which has been done and has been quote-unquote leaked, if you're looking at some of the promo art for Channel 64 Season 2, is I was trying to create shorts based on my last two Ripple Effect episodes, the two intros. I really like the intros and thought they would do as shorts, but they're too long. For some reason, YouTube does not like under 2 minutes. It has to be under a minute.
Yeah.
And that basically just ruins the intro, so I didn't make them. But I went back and I watched our casual Friday short with Carl.
Mm-hmm.
And just how funny that turned out. I was really happy with it.
Yeah, ended up really well.
Mm-hmm. But that's where the skin came from.
Yeah, and when I saw you use that skin, I was thinking, I wanted to,
mm-hmm.
you know, because we're kind of in the same situation of how we ended up on the new server. But when I lost all that stuff on my PC, that skin was one of them, so I'd have to redo it, and I didn't have the time.
Mm, yeah.
So I kind of, I do have the same skin from last season, so I don't have anything to reveal there.
I'll be in the new skin either by the end of this episode or early next episode. It was mainly for a joke that I thought was funny in my teaser, so.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. Anyways, I heard you have a rant about my favorite blue buddies.
Yeah, first thing I want to cover with my 119 experience. So Casey and I, Casey plays,
mm-hmm.
he's with us as well. As you mentioned, you know, with the teaser, he has his teaser out as well. Casey and I wanted to go do some mining. So we went off towards the jungle to get some wood. And as we enter the jungle, we see a pillager outpost.
Mm-hmm.
And lo and behold, there are two allays in this pillager outpost. We got extremely lucky. We didn't know it was right there. We knew there were some nearby, but right there, there they were. And we're like, okay, do we need to get geared up before running into this pillager outpost? Because it can be dangerous if you're not prepared. And we looked at each other. We're like, no, we're not going to get geared up. We're getting those allays right away. So we ran in there, dodged a couple bullets, but there weren't as many pillagers spawned at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a good opportunity, and we got an allay. The first mob that I was able to befriend is an allay, and I was real excited. Me and Casey ran out of there. I gave him a piece of copper, and he followed me everywhere, which sounds great, right?
Yeah.
Sounds like a great thing. You know, you got this little buddy with you. I actually named him Todd. So me and Todd went mining because I couldn't. I guess I could have blocked him in somewhere, but I didn't think about it at the time. So me and Todd are, you know, we're wandering around. He's doing well. You know, he's dodging arrows from skeletons and whatnot until I get into this cave. And there's lava everywhere. And Todd doesn't know any better, apparently. Todd swims right into a lava column and dies.
Oh, no.
Really fast. Like, it's not like he took damage, flew away, and then died. He went in the lava a few seconds later, died because he couldn't get out. You know, he's kind of stuck in the slow motion of the lava.
Yeah, he's trying to swim in the lava.
Yeah, and I kind of seen it coming, and I was yelling at Todd. It's like, Todd, don't go near that. You know, I was trying to tell him, but he didn't listen to me, and he went right into the lava.
Todd, you idiot.
Yeah, and I've only had him for like 10 minutes, and then he died, you know, and I know it's these guys don't come around too often. You know, they're kind of rare. And I was so heartbroken. But then again, like, the Allay, they're kind of annoying to have with you at all times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they could be your little buddy. They're adorable looking. The way they fly around. And I was mining copper and then just running to the next thing. And he was picking it up for me.
Mm-hmm.
And throwing it at me. You know, later on, I was like, this is so cool. You know, I got this little guy here and he's helping me pick up all of these blocks. I wanted to give him another thing to help me mine or to help me gather because I didn't want copper at the time. I was looking for iron so I can grab iron and run off and he would grab the iron for me if I missed any or if it dropped down to where I couldn't get it, he could get it.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I couldn't give him anything else. I couldn't give him anything but the copper. He had the copper. I even tried to right click with it, you know, with near him with the iron, and I couldn't give him that. So I was upset about that. I was upset about him, his pathfinding into the lava. What in the world was he thinking?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's going to be ideal. Like, it's probably going to be, if you're going to have him as a little buddy, give him a totem because
they're going to die.
Yeah, as rare as they are, and you know, their health is not the best, even though it's not bad. But and they regen, but yeah, as soon as they go in lava, man, they're done from there.
One hidden thing, and other people on the server have found the LAs, and from what I've seen, their biggest gripe is they don't follow very well, is that they're super slow.
Mine follow pretty well.
That's what I thought. I thought the pathfinding was okay, other than the flying into the lava thing.
Yeah.
But I haven't gotten to work with the LAs closely to see.
Yeah, funny thing is, you know, Casey had one also. And when mine died, I noticed his wasn't around. He, like, lost his, or his died, too. I don't know if it ever came back. As far as I know, his Allay's gone, too.
Wow.
Very well could have went in lava in that case, because, you know, the cave we were at was kind of open.
It kind of seems like this is what these things were designed for.
Mm-hmm.
And doesn't seem like their functionality's good enough. I'll have to watch more people. I haven't really watched any content creators who have got the LAs, except for maybe Decoy. And Decoy just went and got the LAs. He hasn't really done anything with them yet.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll have to keep an eye on that.
Yeah, I plan on putting all that footage in there. I recorded everything. I hit replay mod footage and record on OBS, you know, so I got everything.
Mm-hmm.
I recorded it all. So I plan on putting that to show everyone what happened there. So how was your 119 experience right off the bat?
Found a mangrove swamp. They're absolutely beautiful. I love them. They're exactly what I think. The wood's beautiful. Basically, the entire swamp area is great. It's a great biome. It's exactly what I wanted it to be. And I feel vindicated in the fact that this is what I was most excited for, not the ancient cities. And I've been watching a lot of YouTubers and Twitch streamers go to ancient cities, and it feeling very underwhelming.
Mm.
Out of the four... Or no, I'm sorry. Out of the five I've watched, four of them have said the loot's not worth it.
Yeah.
So it wasn't worth the pain of mainly finding an ancient city. Because traversing the ancient city wasn't that much of a pain. They all had tons of wool on them. And basically, you can just bridge everywhere. If you pay attention to the skulk sensors and shriekers and stuff, you're okay. Yeah, mangrove swamp. Two thumbs up. I really like that biome. I can't do a full-fledged base idea there. Might do some kind of building structure there this season. I don't know yet, but it's beautiful.
Yeah, I haven't been able to get there yet. I think I went the opposite way. I think the jungle was the opposite way, and I kind of made a little mining quarters there, I guess you could call it. I did find a spawner that way, so that, you know, that's the main reason why I kept going back that way.
Yeah.
I do want to see the mangrove. I haven't really got to experience it yet. You know, get some wood, get a few saplings, have that with me. But yeah, that's one thing I didn't find. And I also didn't find it. Doing all the caving I've done a lot, been around a lot, and no deep dark yet.
Mm-hmm.
And we know now that in the deep dark, you don't have to go to Ancient City to find a shrieker or a catalyst or the sensors, of course. And, you know, of course, the skulk blocks and the skulk veins or vines.
Mm-hmm.
They're available as well in any deep dark. But yeah, you can get every block available skulk-wise in just a regular deep dark biome. But that also means you can run into the warden in these biomes. But yeah, I wasn't able to find any. I did want to come across one of those, though I didn't have Silk Touch to get these items yet.
Mm-hmm.
I was still curious to find one, just to know it's there and to be able to come back to that.
Yeah, the good news is, by the time everyone hears the stuff, we will be well past the geared up stage.
Yep.
XP farms are finally popping up on the server. People have been to the end and already have Elytras.
Yeah.
Yeah. XP farms are going to pop up relatively quickly, which means we're going to start getting geared up quickly, which means building's going to progress and stuff like that. So, yeah, hopefully more stuff soon.
Yeah, I did want to talk about that too. Didn't mention, I kind of teased it at the beginning, but I probably should have just mentioned it because it's not a 119 thing, but the server went to the end. You know, before I was about to get off, and then I had a couple members was like, hey, we're going to go fight the dragon. Do you want to come? And I'm like, well, yeah, I want to go fight the dragon. Then I noticed, like, everyone's in, like, gold and iron armor, and I'm like, are we ready for this? Like, does anyone have a bow besides me? And my durability on the bow that I got from a skeleton was very low. You know, you don't get a good bow from these. And, Eric gets in the chat saying, wait, you had armor? Yeah, it was, like, it was that bad, us going to the end and going with nothing on us. But I think that's what made it such a good time, you know, so memorable, yeah, that's the word, of a time fighting this dragon, and, you know, everyone's dying left and right, except for one person, that's Jess, because he was more worried about the atmosphere and the look of the shaders. I don't even think he took a swing at the dragon, he was just there running around, and he didn't die because of it. Yeah, it was such a good time, and actually, when I logged out, I was in the end, so I got to pick up from where I left off. In the end, looking for an ancient city, trying to get an elytra. But the thing is, I don't have much. Like, I got a little bit of loot from the first ancient city. We actually appeared right next to an ancient city, which, you know, just had a small tower. There really wasn't much there. And
I think you mean in city.
Yeah, what did I say?
You keep saying ancient city.
Yeah, okay, sorry. Yeah, it was an ancient city.
People are going to be like, I thought you didn't find a deep dark.
Yeah, you found an ancient city in the inn? What? But yeah, there was an inn city right there, and we didn't get many shulker drops either. So I think there was a few things that weren't working at the beginning with the mods and the mob head drops. We were supposed to have that. A couple of things, you know, like that wasn't working. I think the shulker drops weren't either. I don't know if we even have that available, but yeah, we got very few. I was able to kill enough shulkers to get two of the shells, so I do have a shulker box. I don't want to lose it, so I might leave the end and come back later. So that's
that will definitely be one of my streams, is a in-city raid.
Yeah, well, then again, it's pretty far away, and I don't even think we marked a location, so I might have to tough it out.
Nice.
We'll see. The story continues. Yeah, with 119 and all the new updates and everything available, the server actually ran pretty smooth with everyone being on it. So I'm kind of happy. There's a little bit of block lag. I don't know if you experienced that.
We're getting lag through portals.
That happened last season too, didn't it? Or on Ripple Effect.
I don't remember. I think so, but I think maybe I need to speak to Winter a little bit. But it was real bad last night for me, Jess, and Tarek. Like, straight up voice mod would disconnect for Jess and Tarek whenever they would go through a portal, which I thought was weird. I wonder if it has to do with your launcher. Like, if you're using multi-MC or something. Because I'm using the standard launcher, and I never had the voice chat problem. I had portal lag.
I have the standard.
Then I was just lucky all night.
Yeah, as far as I was told, I was echoing.
No, that's not what the problem was.
Oh, yeah, it was echoing at first.
Yeah. The problem was straight up, it seemed like the mic setting would switch when you went through a portal.
Wow, that is weird.
Yeah.
There's still a little bit to iron out with 119, but it was fun nonetheless.
Yeah. I think that's going to do it for today's show. Before I have Jimbo read us out, I want to say a huge thank you to all of our patrons who are supporting our show. Our milk level patrons are Arrington, Omni, Croc, Fragile Rock, Casey Plays Games, and Viperous Tuna. If you too would like to get access to exclusive benefits and hours of extra content each month, please consider joining at patreon.com/thewitheringeffect.
And if you like the show, you can share it with all of your friends and on social media. If you listen on Spotify, rate and follow us so you never miss a future episode. If you like to get in Or if you listen on Apple Podcasts, leave us a nice review. Doing any of these really helps the show reach more listeners. If you'd like to get in contact with us, send an email to podcast@thewitheringeffect.com. Tweet us, leave a voice message, or join our Discord where you can have a chat with everyone who works on the show and fellow listeners. All the links will be in the show notes.
This show has been brought to you by Jimbo and myself, but also our digital producer, Carl. He helps make sure the show ends up where it should be, and the amazing music you hear throughout the show was created by the one and only Decoy. Everyone's social media info can be found in the show notes. You guys have been awesome. Thank you so much for getting withered with us. Probably go drink some milk now. Bye.
See you guys.
And make sure you do check out our Discord, as we'll be having an AMA with me, Duds, Jimbo and Decoy on Monday the 27th of June. That'll be held at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific, and that's midnight BST and 1 a.m. for our European listeners. That's an AMA Q&A with the podcast team on Monday the 27th of June on Discord. Join us then.